Welcome to Torati Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we will learn the Haftorah of Parshas Bereishis in Sefer Yeshayahu from Perek Mem Beis Pasuk He to Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Yud, chapter 42, verse 5 to chapter 43, verse 10. The practice of reading from the prophets, from Navi, after the conclusion of Kriyas HaTorah weekly Torah portion is already mentioned in the Mishnah. Its origin is a matter of dispute. While some say that it dates all the way back to the great Ezra, who led the Jewish people back to Israel at the start of the Second Temple era, the 14th century commentator on the Siddur, Rav David Avudraham, believes that it began during the time of Antiochus Epiphanes of the Hanukkah story, when the study and reading of the Torah was banned by law, but the study of the prophets were not. And so the ever-resourceful Jews would read instead from the Nevi'im, the prophets. He also explains the name Haftorah, that through the reading of the prophets, they would be patur, exempt from their obligation to read from the Torah that was impossible at that time. And so it was a replacement for the Torah reading. And as we will see on our journey of Haftorah, whatever its origin, the portion of the prophets that was chosen to accompany the reading of the Parsha will often bring to life for us the underlying themes of the Torah portion of the week. It will help us clarify and truly understand and bring home to us the powerful message of each week's Torah reading. And so to begin, what are the themes and messages of this very first parsha of our Torah that the Haftorah will explicate for us? Bereishis is, of course, the story of the creation of the world. And in its first word, Hashem gives us his mission statement. Chazal tell us that Bereishis means for Rishis, for the Torah that is called the first, and for Yisrael, who is called the first. Hashem wanted us to know from the start that this beautiful world he made has a purpose, has a goal, and that we have an integral role to play in it, not as robots or pawns, but as powerful players. In fact, Hashem created man, B'Tzelem Elokim, in the image of God. As Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, chapter 2, verse 7, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, Hashem blew in his nostrils the breath of life. And as Chazal bring to our attention, when one blows air into something, he is necessarily blowing in of himself. And so Hashem tells Adam, I am making you differently than I made anything else. I blow of me into you. I make you b'talmenu kidmusenu, in our image, in our form. And do not misunderstand and do not underestimate the power you have to create and destroy, to achieve and also to corrupt and to ruin. You will be invested with bechira, true freedom, to act, to impact, and to influence. You are to be a Tzelem Elokim, a true partner in my world. That is my why. I have made this world to be uplifted, to be connected to me. I made you with the power to achieve that. This idea is truly mind-boggling when you couple it with the idea that creation was not a one-time event, leaving the world functioning and existing independently of Hashem, its maker. Rather, we believe and testify every Shabbos that Hashem is Mechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem renews in his goodness every day forever the creation of Bereishis. Hashem breathes life existence into our world. And if he wouldn't, we would immediately cease to exist. And so we have five cyclical and yet paradoxical realities. Hashem created the world with a plan and constantly and consistently sustains it. Yet, Hashem grants us the power to choose whether to partner with his divine plan or to undermine and sabotage it. Ultimately, Hashem's plan will prevail. And until that messianic moment of truth arrives, Hashem, with unfathomable patience, mercy, and faith in us, will continue to breathe life into a rebellious, unseeing, and unhearing world. And in this first parsha, Bereishis, we see all of this. Adam, the very first Tzelem Elokim, and his mate Chava, exercising this Bechira. And while the consequences are so tragic and earth-shattering, they also bring home these truths. The power invested in us as people to act, to influence, to build, and to destroy, but also that the ultimate purpose of the world remains intact and untouched. Adam will be banished from Gan Eden, yes, but the very messy journey of mankind reaching, connecting, growing has only just begun. And with so much mercy, patience, and forbearance, Hashem will watch Adam and his children stumble and fall so many times. Hashem will create new circumstances, new chances, new opportunities to finally do it right. And there will be those who will do it right. There will be an Avraham, a Yitzchak, a Yaakov. There will be Bnei Yisrael. And that, my friends, is the whole Torah. And we see seeds of all of it in Parshas Bereishis. There is a plan for the world. We have complete faculty to choose to be the ones to embrace this mission. There will be many who will ignore this and reject this. There will be a few who will make it their life's mission to bring Hashem's plan to fruition. And on our journey to this, there is so much kindness, mercy, and patience. Now that we have seen this in our Parsha, let us together open up our powerful Haftorah. We will see these themes cried out by Yeshaya and really expressed clearly in the first three verses. Begins with Sefer Yeshaya chapter 42 verse 5. Ko amar hakel Hashem, borei hashamayim vinotehem, roka haaretz v'tetaeha. No say nishama la'am aleha v'ruach laholchim ba. Thus said the eternal God, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth and what brings forth, who gave breath to the people upon it and life to those who walk thereon. So right here, I am the creator. This is my world. I made it. And also, borei is in present tense. I am constantly remaking it. I'm keeping it alive right now. That is reality number one. This is my world and I keep it alive. But the second half of the verse, you have been invested with this neshama, this unique aspect of life that is human and free. You have agency and faculty. And verse 6, Ani Hashem krasicha b'tzedek v'achazik b'yadecha v'etzarcha v'etencha libris am le'or goyim. I, God, in my grace have summoned you, and I have grasped you by the hand. I created you and appointed you a covenant people, a light of nations. This is why I made you. Hashem tells us, from the moment I formed you, I summoned you to my mission, to partner with me in a covenant, to be a light for the nations. There is purpose, there is meaning, and you are to be part of it. And let's just pause here for a moment at this stunning imagery. Achzeik biyadecha. I am holding your hand. Hashem tells us that in this often confusing world, as you stumble through trying to find your way in this tortuous maze, remember always, Achzeik biyadecha, I'm holding your hand. I know how difficult is this mission. I'll walk you through it. And the next pasuk, pasuk Zion verse 7, Lifkoach einayim ivros, Lahotzi mi masker asir mi beis kela yoshvei choshech, opening eyes deprived of light, rescuing prisoners from confinement, from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. This reference to the blind and to darkness is going to be a constant theme in this Haftorah, and it is established here in verse 7. There is a clearly defined plan and mission for this world, but so many will be blind to it. And our job as Yisrael is to light up the path, to truly be an or legayim, a light to the nations. How? By living in an exemplary fashion, by being ambassadors of Hashem, being a Kiddush Hashem, a sanctification of God's name. And when we finally do that, achieve that, Hashem's mission statement will finally be accomplished. Verses 10 to 18 bring us to the messianic vision of a new song that will be sung by the entire humanity, because all the world will finally be on the same page. That is the why. That is Hashem's plan for the world. And we have a real role and responsibility to make that happen. And it will happen. Hashem will destroy mountains and dry up rivers, removing all hurdles and barriers. And those who were blind, in verse 16, V'holachti ivrim b'derach lo yad'u, I'll lead the blind on a path that they never knew existed. And the dark will turn into light, and the roadblocks will disappear. And those who had closed their eyes to Hashem, who had insisted on clinging to false beliefs, when Hashem turns on the light at this time, verse 17, they'll be so embarrassed. And those who were deaf will finally hear, and those who were blind will finally see. But getting there is our difficult present. What follows is the messy, windy, dark, and confusing road mankind will take to get to that brightly illuminated future. Verse 19 and 20. Mi iver ki emavdi v'cheresh kemalachi eshlach. Mi iver ki mishulam v'iver ke'ever Hashem. Who is so blind as my servant, so deaf as the messenger I send? Who is so blind as the chosen one, so blind as God's servant? And ra'os rabos v'lo sishmar pakoach haznayim v'lo yishma. Seeing many things, he gives no heed. With ears open, he hears nothing. The Ibn Ezra explains these psukim, these verses, as the ironic and tragic attitude that the world has always had towards Yisrael, who is Hashem's messenger. Rather than allowing themselves to be inspired by this nation of ambassadors, the world has hated, maligned, abused, and mocked us, calling us the blindest of all. And that verse 20 praises Yisrael, that with all the hard times we have seen, we have paid no heed to our pain and continue to steadfastly cling to Hashem and his mission. But Malbim explains these verses as a harsh rebuke to us, that in a sense, it's true. Who is as blind as us? Because we, more than anyone else, have been shown so much of Hashem and his ways. Hashem has held our hand and taught us his plan for the world. And we have chosen to close our eyes and ignore it. And yet, verse 21, Hashem chafetz leman tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desired for his righteousness' sake to make the Torah great and glorious. Again, the recurring idea that Hashem had a plan, has a plan, and ultimately this plan will happen. Torah, the plan for the world, will prevail, even though, as in the next verses, it won't seem like we are getting anywhere near that goalpost, as Hashem's nation will be low, will be helpless, will be downtrodden. But that is only because, as in verse 24, we have chosen to ignore the Torah. Again, this voracious theme, having autonomy, also means having culpability. And consequences of our choices are in verse 25. Hashem will punish, and it will be painful, and it will be long. But our Haftorah continues with chapter 43, verse 1. Va'ata ko amar Hashem bor'acha Yaakov, v'yitzercha Yisrael, al tira ki ga'alticha, karasi b'shimcha li ata. But now thus says God, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Yisrael, fear not, for I will redeem you. I have singled you out by name. You are mine. Though it may feel so long and it may feel so helpless, don't give up. Don't despair. Don't ever forget. I created you, I made you, I called you by name, I gave you this mission. Verse 2 reminds us of the all-powerful abilities of Hashem to get us through any and all dangers. And verses 3 and 4, Hashem so lovingly tells us why Hashem will save us. Because we are precious to him. Because Ahavticha, I love you. And so in verse 5, Al Tira, ki'itcha ani. Don't be afraid on this long, torturous, and confusing journey, because I am with you. And in verses 6 to 10, I will bring you home. I will demand of all the lands of the earth that they give you back to me. I will gather you from the north, south, east, and west, and you will come home. And in verse 10, our powerful Haftorah concludes, Atem edai ne'um Hashem, ve'avdi asher bacharti, leman tid'u v'ta'aminu li, v'tavinu ki ani hu, lefanai lo notzar kel, v'acharai lo yihyeh. My witnesses are you, declared God, my servant whom I have chosen, to the end that you may take thought and believe in me and understand that I am the one. Before me no God was formed, and after me none shall exist. Not only will you finally stop your wandering, not only will you finally come home, but you will succeed. Ultimately and finally, you, my dear Telem Elokim, you will stop being blind and stop being deaf to my message, to my mission. You will know me and believe in me and understand finally and completely that I made you, that I made the world, that I am Hashem. My why for the world, my dear Yisrael, will come true, and it will come true through you. Thank you for learning together.